Hey guys, horror fan here. Welcome back to my podcast on Anchor. Today I'm going to do the horror talk of Esther Coleman from Orphan. If you guys ever watch Orphan from 2009, great. For those of you who never watched Orphan, well, yeah. Esther's famous catchphrase, quote, "Hello, my name is Esther," and quotes. Then another quote to Esther, to Lena, to Kate Coleman, quote, "Me, I'm not the one who passed out drunk and let Max almost drown in the pond. If it wasn't for John, she'd be dead and you'd probably still be in jail," end quote. Then Esther's last words before Kate kicks her in the head hard enough to snap her neck, quote, "Please don't let me die, mommy," end quote. So Esther Coleman, her real name is actually Lena Klemmer, is the titular main antagonist of the 2009 horror film Orphan, and will return as the titular protagonist or antagonist of his upcoming prequel, Orphan First Kill. Yep, so it's gonna come out soon. I mean, I'm not, maybe this year. I think they wrapped up. So hopefully I cannot wait to see this movie. Who knows, it'll be better or not that better than, you know, from 2009. She is presumed to be a 9-year-old Russian girl who now has a foster family named the Colemans. You know, Kate, John, and their two children, Max and Daniel Coleman. However, she is a 33-year-old Estonian woman with a hypopituitary disorder that makes her look much younger than she is. She was portrayed by Isabel Froman, who also played Clove in The Hunger Games. Yep. Happy 10th anniversary, but this is not Hunger Games. This is a horror podcast. So her full name is Lena Klemmer. Her alias, Esther Coleman. Origin, Orphan, 2009. Occupation, adoption, con artist. A prostitute, but a former one. A serial killer and patient at Sarn Institute, formerly. Powers and skills: manipulation, strategic attacks, high intelligence, painting, piano playing, singing, arson, hobby, seducing men, killing her adoptive families, painting, singing, playing the piano, goals, kill the rest of the Colemans so that she has John and Max to herself, which is failed, crimes, serial killing, animal brutality, assaults, multiple murders, including multiple acts of femicide, patricide, incrimination, mutilation, arson, attempted child murder, psychological abuse, kidnapping, stalking, harassment, property damage, conspiracy, and shoplifting. Type of villain: manipulative serial killer. So before I get on to the horror talk, don't forget to follow me on Anchor and Spotify. Let's get on to Esther Coleman. So there was also an original script where I actually never knew. It's like really crazy, honestly, because like when I watched Orphan the movie, I never knew, honestly, so like that's surprising. But yeah, so here's her biography of the original script. On April 20, 1976, Lena Klemmer was born in Estonia. Unfortunately, she suffered from a form of dwarfism called hypopituitarism that caused her to stay in the appearance of a young child for her entire life. When she was little, her mother died of AIDS. Understandably, her mother's death caused her to be highly depressed. She spent most of her childhood being raped and sexually abused by her father, rendering her infertile. Oh, that's nuts. Wow. And because of her current age, it is possible that her joy for violent ecstasy was heightened by some of the hormones that were displayed in her system. He raped her so much to the point that his daughter found an unhealthy addiction to sex. This could suggest why she seduces her adoptive fathers rather than other men. Her dangerous mental illness was also taken by the stakes. Esther saw nothing wrong with it, so disgustingly, she welcomed her father's incest acts of affection. Esther's life worsened over time when her father found a lover. The said lover taunted Esther about her condition, which caused the girl to despise her and her family and her father to and her father for leaving her in the dark. He threw her aside as he took more interest in his lover. Eventually, Esther's sanity shattered when he snapped at her, telling her that she never be a real woman. Out of heartbreak, jealousy, and hatred, she murdered her father and her lover, brutality. Wow, that's crazy. Consequently, Esther was sent to a mental institution called Saharn, where she used to be put into a straitjacket, which left her with scars for being too violent. She was known for her strongly hateful behavior towards everyone in the institution, and eventually slaughtered 7 people that the facility knew of. She then escaped from the institution and became a prostitute who would have sex with wealthy pedophilic whoremongers. The authorities found out about this and arrested her, but fortunately for her, she managed to evade imprisonment by pretending to be a child. The police, falling for the act, deliver her to an orphanage. It is implied that Esther or Lena did not get along with the other children, and even in the original script, murdered a girl named Yolanda, which Kate and John were initially meant to adopt. But to take Yolanda's place, Esther murdered her, stashed her corpse in the closet to take Yolanda's place, and successfully won the Colemans over. Because of all the sexual abuse she suffered at the hands of her father and her dwarfism, she became desperate to find love and ended up trying to seduce her adoptive fathers, and this was where the film's plot unfolded. There's also an alternate ending, actually. Which is actually really crazy, because, like, I never knew there was an alternate ending, so, like, that's ironic, honestly. Wait, what the hell? So, in an alternate ending, after surviving her injuries from being crushed by Kate, Esther puts on makeup, dons a white dress, and walks downstairs, casually saying to the cops, quote, "Hello, my name is Esther," end quote. It can be assumed that Esther was arrested afterward now that her crimes have been exposed by Kate and will be sentenced to life imprisonment for her serial killing. Here's the alternate ending, of course, before I get to the whole movie.
Thank you. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. Hello, my name is Esther.
Yep, she's crazy. All right, now the biography of the film. So, according to Dr. Vaharva from the SARN Institute in Estonian Mental Institution, Esther is a serial killer who has already murdered at least 7 people they know. For this, she was later caught and placed in the SARN Institute. She was one of the wildest and most violent patients who would always hurt the staff employees. These behaviors eventually resulted in her being put in a straitjacket. She would constantly get out of them due to her fighting and resisting, but developed several scars. After this, she escaped and used her childlike body to pretend to be a 9-year-old named Esther, where she forged documents and created a new identity. Because of this, she's never found and is later adopted by the Sullivans, an American family they were actually mentioned. She tried to seduce her adopted father, but failed. She killed everyone and burned the house, faking that it was an accident. Following this, she was sent to a nearby American orphanage where she did not get along well with the other children. Despite this, nobody suspected her true identity, as Lena had false prosthetic teeth and wore makeup to help her look younger than she was. She makes a good impression on another family. Then the orphan, 2009, scene where Esther meets the Colemans, of course. One second.
Hello. Hi. Are all these paintings yours?
Yes. Do you like them?
They're remarkable.
Thank you. My name is Esther. What's yours?
John. Nice to meet you. Can I take a seat?
Of course.
I never get tired of watching these kids enjoy the party.
It really is. I'm so sorry we didn't do this sooner.
Don't be. It's a big leap. Adopting an older child is not an easy decision to make.
John's in the bathroom.
You think he'll find us, or do you want to go live for him?
Where'd you get the idea for this one?
My paintings always tell stories. This one's about the sad mother lion who can't find her cubs.
She's smiling.
She's dreaming about her babies. The only thing that makes her happy.
I hope she finds them.
She will. Look. They were lost in the jungle, and they were so scared because they didn't have a mother or father. Just when they thought they'd be alone forever, they found their mother asleep under this tree. Now when she wakes up, her dream will have come true. She'll have her family again.
It's amazing you came up with that story.
Yes.
Hey, I want to introduce you. This is my wife, Kate. Kate, this is Esther.
Hello. How are you? Nice to meet you.
She painted all these.
Really?
Yeah.
These are fantastic. These are really wonderful.
Thank you.
Where did you learn how to do this?
I've just had lots of time to practice, I guess. It's really boring here.
It's boring here? Hey, if you're so bored, why aren't you down at the party?
I've never really seen the point of it. Nobody's ever talked to me before. I guess I'm different.
There's nothing wrong with being different, you know?
Well, you two have a lot in common.
I think people should always try to take the bad things that happen to them in their lives and turn them into something good. Don't you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Then they adopted her, of course, was like not surprising, of course. So now the film. So after living with her new adopted family for several weeks, Keys grows suspicious when Esther expresses far more knowledge of sex than expected for a child her age. Esther further antagonizes Key by cutting flowers planted to memorialize her stillborn child, casually revealing when other women flirt with John, given he previously had an affair, and reading intimate details from Kate's diary. She's further alarmed when Sister Abigail, the head of the orphanage, warns her and John about Esther's tendency to be near when things go wrong. Esther overhears this and later kills Sister Abigail by bludgeoning her to death with a hammer, actually. So, yeah, she convinces Max to help her with this, and they hide all pieces of evidence in their treehouse. So, yeah. That's so freaking crazy. Esther kills Sister Abigail.
It's going to be fine. We'll scare her so bad she'll never come back here. Here she comes. Wave your arms and make her stop. Max, go. Foot and help me get her off the road. Now! That doesn't matter. They'll send you to jail just for helping me hide her. I had to kill her because she was going to tell on me. You're not going to tell on me, are you? Don't worry. You're my little sister. I won't let anything happen to you. I love you.
No, yeah, Max is actually deaf, actually, so, but, yeah, that's, like, ugh, crap. A few days later, at school, she opens Daniel's backpack, causing his books to fall out when he's walking up the stairs. Kate gets out of the car to help him, but leaves it running. Esther returns to the car, puts the gear selector in the neutral, and takes off the parking brake, causing the car to roll down the hill with Max still inside. Like, that's crazy. Holy shit. Daniel decides to retrieve the hammer, which was used to slay Sister Abigail to prove Esther's guilt. However, when he reveals his plans to Max, Esther overhears. The next day, Daniel goes to the treehouse and finds it unlocked. He enters the treehouse and searches for the hammer, but finds nothing. Esther appears behind him and sets the treehouse ablaze to stop Daniel. She leaves the now on fire treehouse and locks Daniel inside in an attempt to kill him. Daniel climbs out from the treehouse through the window and nearly burns to death, only falling to the ground, injured and unconscious. Esther near murders him with the brick, but Max shoves her out of the way. Thank God. Daniel is hospitalized because of a neck injury and abdominal bleeding. Esther then murders Daniel. Well, no, try to murder Daniel at the hospital, but the hot doctors save him. Knowing what happened, Kay fiercely slaps Esther, knocks her down, and is immediately subdued and sedated. That was like the craziest scene I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, holy crap. Like, of all the movies I watched, like, holy crap. What did you do, scene?
Obviously, there has to be some other explanation. She didn't come from an insane asylum.
How do you know that? The orphanage you saw she came from has never heard of her. Everything about her could be a lie. Everything.
We have her passport, there are birth certificates, school records, medical records.
From halfway around the world.
What is this? It's a piece of paper.
Your mother was there this time. It wasn't just me. Your mother was there. It's either Esther or Daniel who started the fire. Who do you think it was?
I don't know.
I'm done connecting these dots for you. You know what? You can think whatever you want about me. I will leave tonight. If that's what you want, I will leave tonight on one condition. Esther goes too.
Can I have a dollar for the soda machine?
Your mother wants you to stay right there. There you go. Don't be too long.
Start a drip.
Check the
God, he's the one who starts to live.
Hank!
What did you do?
Hank!
What are you doing? Hank!
Stop
the rain!
What
are you trying to do, my baby? You got me!
Thank you. So sorry about that. Anyway, Esther tries to seduce a drunken John who finally realizes Kate is telling the truth and threatens to send her back to the orphanage. Here's a scene from that, of course. Let me do part two 1 second.